listener production.
Hi, and welcome to Queensland News. It's Rosie O'Brien with you. Here's what we're covering Thursday, the 30th of June. A return of wet weather, your last chance to get a free flu jab, and Queensland crowned Australia's tourism capital. Australia's east coast is set to receive a drenching this weekend. It's thanks to moisture streaming in from the tropics, linking up with a weather system from the south. The Weather Bureau's Matthew Bass says a cloud band is building across most of our state, with the north tropical coast predicted to receive falls as high as 100 millimetres today.
Probably the real interest in abnormal sort of conditions is through the northwest and interior today. So we are seeing a rain band or a cloud band extending through the northwest from sort of Mount Isa down to Longreach and towards the Carnarvon Ranges north of Roma. So that area is likely to see just persistent, mostly light, maybe some more moderate rain.
A warning, this next story contains content some may find distressing. A Queensland coroner has handed down her findings into the death of Brisbane mother Hannah Clark and her family. As Mel Houston reports, the deputy state coroner says there wasn't much more authorities could have done to stop Rowan Baxter from killing his estranged wife and children.
Ms. Clark and her three children were tragically killed by her estranged husband in a car fire in early 2020. Yesterday, deputy state coroner Jane Bentley found Baxter was determined on executing his murderous plans and told the court he was a master manipulator. In the 150-page report, there's a number of recommendations, including special domestic violence officers and a child safety officer to assess harm to children. While Hannah's mother, Sue, says it's time to put these recommendations into action.
We need to see all this, everything that's been recommended, implemented in every state.
If you need to seek help for family and domestic violence, call 1-800-RESPECT.
Today is the last day you can receive a free flu jab. The Palaszczuk government's influenza vaccination program ends tonight. Health Minister Yvette Dath is warning there will be no extension despite two more months of winter to come.
We have not hit the peak of the flu season. Well, we're not sure if we have. We certainly haven't hit the middle of winter yet. We're only at the end of June. So we don't want people putting it off any longer because we're seeing a lot of young people and children in hospital wards with upper respiratory conditions because of the flu right now.
To book an appointment, contact your GP or head online to pharmacybookings.com.au. Tourism operators are celebrating after new data reveals domestic tourists have spent big in the Sunshine State. Aussies spent $17.9 billion in the year to March. Records were broken in Far North Queensland, the Whit Sundays and the Sunshine Coast, while the Gold Coast has returned to 95% of pre-COVID levels. Let's take a look at some sport now and to the NRL. Young gun Selwyn Cobbo has signed a deal with the Broncos, keeping him with the club until at least 2025. And to the AFL, Brisbane will look to rebound from their top-of-the-table loss in a must-win clash with the Western Bulldogs tonight. The Lions suffered their fourth loss of the year when they went down to Melbourne last weekend. They sit on equal points with three other clubs and need to brush aside the Dogs to secure a home final.
Listener.